This is the County Cricket Podcast for the 24th of August. Rain helped Warwickshire considerably on the final day of their match against Middlesex at Edgbaston. Chasing 367 to win, they ended on 152 for 7 in the 59th over, as young spinner Ravi Patel took 3 wickets. Middlesex had earlier been dismissed for 412 in their second innings, as Boyd Rankin and Chris Wright each ended with 5 wickets. Somerset and Sussex, aided by the rain, did Warwickshire another huge favour by drawing their match at Taunton. If Sussex had won, then they would have overtaken Warwickshire at the top, while a Somerset win would have put them back into title contention. However, unfortunately for either side, less than 2 hours of play were possible during the day, with Sussex ending on 115 for 5 in their pursuit of 164 to win. Tom Poynton and Wayne Madsen could add only 2 more runs to their epic ninth wicket partnership this morning, and so fell tantalisingly short of breaking the century-old world record. Madsen ended on 231 not out, and added a further 55 with Tim Grunewald for the last wicket, as Derbyshire were finally bowled out for 569. Northamptonshire reached 212 for 4 in their second innings, thanks to an unbeaten century from Rob Newton, before the team shook hands on the draw. Chris Wood and David Balcombe almost broke Hampshire's 91-year-old 10th wicket record this afternoon. Hampshire had slumped to 146 for 9 in pursuit of 441 to win against Leicestershire at Grace Road. But Wood and Balcombe both made career bests and added 168 for the last wicket in less than 23 overs. Wood brought up the first century of his career off 80 balls, while Balcombe had reached 73 after 69 balls before he was bowled by Nathan Buck to spare the home side's blushes. Tomorrow, Cardiff plays host to the 10th ever 2020 finals day. Sussex will take on Yorkshire in the first semi-final, with Hampshire and Somerset doing battle in the second. The final begins at 6:45 local time.